The Irish Minister for Finance, Brian Linehan, has just delivered an emergency budget speech to the Irish Parliament, which hopes to raise 3.5 billion euros through a combination of new taxes and spending cuts. The emergency budget comes in response to Brussels' demands that it rein in its deficit, which stands at four times the EU's 3% limit. Unemployment in Ireland has also peaked this month at 12%. Bishop Raymond Field is chairman of the Commission for Justice and Social Affairs at the Irish Bishops' Conference. He spoke to us about who is worst hit and what steps the bishops would like to see put in to protect society's weakest.
As each day goes by, whom you didn't think were weak have now suddenly gone into that category. Like, for example, people who were reasonably secure with income, they're looking forward to a pension, golden years, and have their house. Some, because of what's happened, and it happened so quickly, there's a great danger that many of those now lose their homes. And they might be repossessed. Certainly pensioners have been very badly hit by this, recession, and some who invested in shares and that suddenly find that their savings to nothing. And of course, we're very concerned that those who never benefited under the Celtic Tiger would become even more marginalised and suffer even more as a result of the financial crisis and economic downturn. Of course, and there's the major issue of people losing jobs. Each day, there are more people unemployed, people who never before had to find out where the social welfare office was, now has to go and find it and go on the dole. Every one of us, we know that we all have to pull together for this and work for the common good. And I think the cut should apply right across the board, and the taxation right across the board, so that all of us are involved in this and not just single out any one particular group who might be more vulnerable. And secondly, we'd like to see the overseas aid continued. We still have a great commitment to helping those overseas and those who are worse off than ourselves.